all hands on deck.
Ahoy there, matey. This is a podcast of the Podflix Network. Savvy?
This is Avast, a podcast about pirates in which I am right out of champagne, so I will take this can of peach pear LaCroix. Oh, yeah, and smack it against the bow of this ship for its maiden voyage, but only figuratively, because I don't want my stuff to get wet. It's episode zero, wherein I answer questions like, who am I? And what is this podcast about? It's about pirates. I guess I already covered that. And why did you make a podcast about pirates? And how do you fold a fitted sheet? Just kidding. I don't know how to do that. Nobody does. When I was a kid, I found a 1947 copy of Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. And for a while, I mostly just looked at the illustrations, which are amazing and probably in some small way contributed to me wanting to paint and draw and create stuff. And like anybody, I thought pirates were pretty cool. But as I got older, I actually sat down and read the story, and I understood immediately why this was a classic book and why it was such a great story. It's definitely not required reading for this podcast, but of course I recommend it. It's so good. And that sparked a lifelong fascination with pirates, pirate ships, how to build a ship, life at sea, all of the maritime things and myths and legends and stories that led to me talking to you about it in a microphone, in your ear holes right now. One thing that podcasters sort of wonder and debate about, mostly amongst themselves, is the question, is an episode zero really necessary? And an episode zero is not a real, in air quotes, episode of a podcast. It's an episode that pretty much only introduces the host and the podcast to the potential listener. Is that really necessary? And I didn't think so. So I was just going to launch straight into this podcast with a ready-made, prepared, nice-sounding show. But about a month ago, I got that old copy of Treasure Island and I cracked it open. And I read the first page, like the very, very, very first page that I've always just pretty much skipped. I've probably read it once or twice before and didn't really get it, but I actually read it. And it's a poem that the author wrote called To the Hesitant Purchaser, and it reads like this. If sailor tales to sailor tunes, storm and adventure, heat and cold, if schooners, islands, and maroons, and buccaneers, and buried gold, and all the old romance retold exactly in the ancient way can please as me they pleased of old, the wiser youngsters of today, so be it, and fall on. If not, if studious youth no longer crave his ancient appetites forgot, Kingston or Ballantyne the Brave or Cooper of the Wooden Wave, so be it also, and may I and all my pirates share the grave where these and their creations lie. So this was a really clever little marketing tool that Stevenson used to get the potential buyer to pay for the book and take it home. They would pick up that book and open it and see this little poem. Hey, he's saying, hey, if you like pirate stuff, boy, do I have the book for you. And if you're already reading books by William Kingston or Robert Ballantyne or James Fenimore Cooper, this is going to be right up your alley. And he flatters potential young readers by calling them the wiser youngsters of today. And he sort of pretends that people just grow out of enjoying pirate tales and they move on to a more serious subject matter. He already knows full well that people of all ages still like stories about pirates. And if people aren't into it, at the end he says, may I and all my pirates share the grave where these and their creations lie. So he wasn't going to just turn his toes up and die if people didn't read the book. He was just saying that if this was something that people weren't entertained by anymore, then all of it would just naturally disappear and fade away. Which, of course, Treasure Island and anything pirate-related just hasn't disappeared or faded away in the least little bit. People still love it. And it dawned on me that if Robert Louis Stevenson was making a podcast instead of writing a book, that this was his episode zero. So, to the hesitant listener, if you like pirates as much as I do, hopefully you're going to like this podcast. I am not a scholar. I'm not a historian. I'm a guy with a microphone who likes pirate stuff. And pirates kept really, really terrible records. There are only a couple of true first-person accounts. The rest of what we know about pirates comes from conjecture and theories and common sense. There has been items recovered from shipwrecks. There are records and logs that have been kept by governments and military. There's stuff out there, and people way smarter than me have managed to cobble together a reasonable look at what pirate life was all about. So I'm going to do my best to make a really entertaining show that gets as much right as possible. And so that's why there's not going to be any strict schedule for this show. I originally was going to make myself stick to a very, very strict, I'm going to release an episode every week for 6 months and then take a break sort of schedule. And some very good friends of mine helped me realize that that just isn't necessary or reasonable. These episodes are just going to happen when they happen. So if you just stay subscribed, you'll get little surprises as long as I'm making this podcast. There is going to be a lot of history. There's going to be a lot of pop culture. One question I get asked a lot since I started making this podcast is, how much pirate stuff do movies and TV and video games get correct? And how much do they screw up? I'm going to answer these questions along the way. Hopefully there's a lot of humor. Sometimes we'll get all serious and murdery and dark. Sometimes we'll tell stories about battles between pirates and their captors, or the lives of these pirates and their conquests. But I'm just not capable of making a podcast where I sound like some sort of professor. Like, I'm not that at all. I'm not us. I can barely remember my name some days. It's just barely scripted to help me keep on track, because I don't like that either. I don't like scripts. I know scripts are a thing that people kind of rely on to keep them on really, really on track and to keep them from getting things wrong. But when I read directly from a script, whatever you wish, I'm not going to edit that out. It just winds up sounding like I'm reading the instructions for a bookcase from Target. You know? The life of a 17th century pirate was very interesting and fraught with danger. Using Phillips head screwdrivers, insert shelf A into frame B with two A1 screws and B2 washers. Do not over-tighten. Can't do it, gang. Oh, the script is just there to help me keep my facts somewhat straight. And if I get something wrong, you can give me a right good flogging and I'll accept it. Avastpod@gmail.com, Avastpodcast on Twitter and Instagram. Good or bad, I'll address them whenever the next episode is. I'll be happy to take my flogging. If you want to give me a one-time donation to help cover hosting costs, you can do that at ko-fi.com/avast. ko-fi.com/avast. I don't know if I'm supposed to say ko-fi or coffee. Does it look like coffee? It looks like ko-fi. Anyway, ko-fi.com/avast. You can buy me a shot of rum. You can buy me a glass of rum. You can buy me a bottle of rum. Hell, you can buy me a whole barrel of rum if you want to. And I will thank you on the show. Or not, that's fine too. Every second of this podcast is going to be free. The best donation of all is, if you like what I'm doing, is to tell others about the show and give it 5-star ratings on whatever platform you're using. And if you have a function that lets you write a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or on Podchaser, you can write a lovely review and I will be happy to read it. I will absolutely read it here on the air. I'll read the bad reviews too. I don't care. I like all of them. On a personal note, it's really good to be doing this again. I'm very nervous. Even as I sit here talking to you, I'm very nervous. This is actually the second time I've recorded this episode, just because I didn't really have the self-confidence the first time in myself to put something like this out in the world again. I've been podcasting since 2016. Maybe some of you know me for my first podcast called Varmints. It's about animals. It's still going. You can go check it out. It's really good. My co-host Donna took it over. The last part of 2021 was really, really rough, especially toward the end. I got the Delta variant of COVID-19, which knocked me out for almost all of September. And in October, I started really getting burned out on making my last show. I got discouraged by some things that happened. I'm not brimming with self-confidence to begin with. And I was really having doubts about whether or not my voice was actually needed in your ears right now. Is it needed in your ears right now? Probably not, but here I am. Getting COVID really, really sucked, and I had a rough couple of weeks, but I recovered fully from that. But having that sort of creative crisis, imposter syndrome, if you will, is something that is still lingering even now as I'm talking into this microphone. I don't know how this is going to go over at all. Yeah, imposter syndrome is worse than COVID. COVID eventually goes away. Imposter syndrome does not. And I was just getting burned out in general. And in January, I very, very abruptly stopped doing the Varmints podcast. On a Saturday afternoon, I just dumped it all on my co-host Donna's lap, which I totally regret. I had to stop doing that show, but I could have handled that way better, way better. Even though I really couldn't record another second of audio for that show. Don't quit things like that. Don't, when projects involve other people, don't just quit them like that. Don't do what I did. It's not good. Do not recommend. 0 out of 5 stars. That's not a really professional way to handle things. And aside from a couple of guest appearances on other shows, I haven't really talked into this microphone with any regularity for quite a while. And hopefully I've structured this podcast so that I don't have that same sort of burnout. I realized that I can't not make a podcast. It's the worst hobby I've ever had, and at the same time, it's the best hobby I've ever had. And I've met some really cool people, and it's a great creative outlet for me, and I love talking about things that I geek out over, whether it's animals or whether it's pirates or whatever. I enjoy doing it, I enjoy making these things, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. And so thanks. Stay subscribed. On the first real episode of this podcast, we're going to talk about talking like pirates, except how do they actually talk? We don't really know, but maybe we're actually already talking like pirates today. Going to have to tune in for that one to see what the hell am I talking about. For now, that is going to be where our voyage ends for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is produced on the traditional lands of the Calusa tribe. To find out which native land you're living on, you can visit native-land.ca or text your zip code to 907-312-5085 and use that as a starting point to learn all about the culture and lives of the indigenous people in your area. This podcast was created, produced, written, and edited by me, Paul Chomo. The music in this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. You can find their music online at sessions.blue. Avast is a proud member of the Podfix Network family of artist-owned, listener-supported shows. Keep listening to be introduced to your new favorite podcast. I'm Paul. Thanks so much for listening.
The following is the definition of the word cretin. Offensive noun. Late 18th century fusion from Latin and French, usually used as a derogatory slang term for someone perceived as being stupid, foolish, or incompetent. Also, meaning someone who enjoys conversations regarding movies, comics, TV, video games, nerd culture, pop culture, tiki drinks, theme parks, anime,
nani,
bidets, counterculture, board games, card games, the motherfucking Batmobile, and we fight over championship belts, baby. Excuse me. Join Jay, Bob, and Corey for all these topics on the Cretins Guild podcast, somehow part of the Podfix Network.
The Cretins Guild podcast can be found on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, amongst other places. Do not listen while operating heavy machinery. Our moms think we're cool. Offer void in Kentucky. Notify your doctor if laughter exceeds 4 hours.
This has been a production of the Podfix Network. If you find yourself seeking to plunder more podcasts, visit podfixnetwork.com. 'Tis there where you'll find the motherlode of podcast treasures.